Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, as we are here with three members of the Pella girls tennis team who made their way all the way back to the state championship today, falling to Xavier, but a fantastic second place finisher with Abby Heatbrink, Regan DeYoung, and Addie Naminga. And Abby, what a day. You get to play on your home courts against the best teams in the state. A year ago, no one would have thought, outside of maybe you girls themselves, that this was even possible. What does it mean to be able to be a runner-up today, considering all that you've gone through the last year?
You know, I'm just really grateful. We've worked really hard for it, and like, I think it was only recently that I was like, oh my gosh, like, we can actually do this, like, let's go. And it was so hype, and I'm so excited that we got second. Like, this is a blast. It stings a little bit, but it's still like such a great placing considering we lost five of our top six last year. So,
well, and Regan, your mom told me that there was a group of you in the off season that worked so hard at this, and that were, you know, took it really seriously, saying, okay, we've got five spots to fill, let's go do this. How cool is that to see that all pay off here today and to have a chance to have a state title?
Yeah, so I'm just so grateful. Like, all of us worked really hard, especially in the off season, and just to see it like come up here, it was so extraordinary. Like, at first I was so shocked. Like, I didn't even know it was like possible. Like, I kept like contemplating, and I was like, are we actually here? Are we doing this? And then it just all came together, and I'm so proud of us. I knew we could do it. I just needed to see it.
Well, and one half of Addie Squared here, a big part of getting here, even to two today, to be able to go in three doubles and to push the team to this point. How cool is it to see that pay off and to have second place, which is obviously a great accomplishment?
Oh, it's been amazing. I'm so happy I could be part of that top eight and be able to actually have a little bit of a piece of winning this year. And just to be part of this team was so great. We had such a good culture this year, led by amazing seniors. And I just love that we've based everything on faith and love for each other. I knew my teammates had my back everywhere, and so it was really fun.
Well, and Abby, she gets to it, right? Like, you don't get here if you didn't like each other, right? And if you don't get together. But what was it like to build as a team, knowing that you had a few seniors that were back that had some experience, right, especially Claire? And how do you think that helped you to kind of build around them?
I mean, Sydney, Kylie, and Claire are awesome people. Like, they're awesome tennis players, but even more, they just work so hard to create such a good culture. Like, they're excited at practice every day. They motivate us to work hard, like, and it's, yeah, they're just really awesome, and I'm super grateful for them. So,
well, Regan, you had to kind of step in here. Addison would be with us interviewing, but she ended up cramping up really bad, and you get to step in. But that's been maybe the mantra of this team. And tennis can be a very individual sport, but it feels like there's just such great chemistry and cohesion. How cool is that to, you know, you were willing to step up, not just willing, but ready, and, hey, you were playing and playing well.
Yeah, I mean, it was unfortunate I lost my singles, and I feel so bad for Addison. Like, I almost cried on the sidelines for her. But when I just got to go in for doubles, like, Addie, we clicked so good, and I'm just so grateful that we could really get to them for Addison and that we could beat them.
Well, and Addie, it feels like for this program, obviously success is a goal, but it doesn't feel like that's maybe the end determination. It feels like the bonds that you've formed out here seem like it have been so fun to watch. And you get your sister on the team. You got to play with her for this year as well. How neat is that to have those kinds of bonds and relationships that, yeah, it was great that you were second place, but I'm guessing the journey was really fun too.
Yes, I think this team is just based on the relationships we share. Bushka talks about that a lot, and how, like, it's just about between us and how we care about each other. That's how we win. I think that's how we got back here, and having Sydney on the team, oh, it was a dream come true. I couldn't be with her on the volleyball team when she got to state, but I was here, and I just got to experience it all with her. So it was so amazing. She's like one of my favorite people on the planet. She's amazing. I love her so much.
Well, and it gets us to the fact that the three of you have an interesting new horizon coming up this fall.
Yeah.
Fall tennis, and each of you have important things you're also a part of. But I know today you're just trying to wrap things up. But, I mean, what's kind of the mental side of this, knowing that even next week you'll be preparing for a new season and kind of a new horizon for the sport?
I mean, it's tough because you have to make sure you don't get burnt out. But, I mean, we all really love tennis, and there's part of it, like, it's really fun to train over the summer because you can look at your season and be like, okay, this is what I need to work on, and then you just have time to, like, work. And I know, I'm really excited to train over the summer, and it'll be great because we'll all be at, like, our peak going into the fall season, so.
I was about to say, Regan, how cool is that, you know, a lot of athletes have to wait a whole year or 10 months before they can go play again. You get to learn from what happened here today, and by August, you're already playing.
Yeah, I just think it's so amazing. Like, I know me and my teammates are going to go after it, and we're just going to keep... We're going to keep playing and getting better and better and working and figuring out everything that we need to or weren't so good at this year. And we're just going to keep building, and hopefully we're back here next year.
I was about to say, Addie, how excited are you for the future of this program, knowing you got these girls along with you, and you're going to be playing tennis all summer to get here?
Oh, I'm so excited. The team that we're going to build up next year is going to be amazing, too, and I can't wait to see how it goes.
The Pella girls tennis team placing second today after a remarkable season. Ladies, congratulations, Abby, Reagan, and Addie. Thank you.